Blog Talk Radio.
I want to share with you a little story that I heard. And I'm sure that many of us can identify with it. A young man who went swimming the other day went on out into deep water. His father and others were standing on the bank. When they looked up, this young man was about to drown. Something had happened while out there trying to swim, and they saw him going down. Naturally, his family, especially his father, got excited, got nervous, but the father couldn't swim. And you know how it is, standing by, want to do something for a child. You are helpless. So the father reached around, and that's what happened. There was a rope there. And he took that rope and threw it. Hallelujah. And said, "Son, catch hold to the rope." The young man caught the rope. The father started to pull him in. But he looked up and saw that the rope was breaking. Can I get a witness? And he tried to install the father. Father, my rope is breaking. The father replied to the son, "My friend, reach beyond the break and hold on." Look at somebody again and say, "Reach beyond the break." Come on, tell somebody, say, "Reach beyond the break and hold on." And that's all I want to tell somebody. Your rope of hope is almost broke. Your rope of faith is almost broke. Your rope of patience is almost broke. But reach, I would like somebody to say, reach beyond the break. Hold on. Hold on.
Coach Trey, he's joining us, and like I said, you know, he He has that respect for those individuals up there in North Alabama. He's learning from more than five championship or six championship in girls basketball, as well as back-to-back with boys, as well as a football championship up there for the middle school division. So we are so proud of him on this end and all over. You know, his family is so proud of being one of, like you said, uncle. I'm his uncle and proud to be his uncle. And proud to be a coach him too as well in middle school. And I do appreciate that as well. We also have our second co-host joining. He hails from, if you want to say, from the Alabama line, no relative, if you want to call it, Fort Wall, if you want to say, all the way up to Montgomery. And he's the conductor of this train. Travel from Montgomery to Troy. From Troy to Dothan. He's the Don King of all things, our radio personality. So proud to have him as a part of the team. Darryl E-Train, the conductor. Elliot, how you doing, Darryl?
So glad to be with you, Coach. Tight schedule, but here I am, ready to roll.
Well, I appreciate you joining us there. And I look that we'll get the other two to call in, especially Pastor Al Tony Stark. Tony's our third co-host. Tony retired last year and enjoys retirement. And he comes in, he makes sure he works hard with us as a volunteer. Like I said, we all volunteer doing this. We love doing it. And he hails from just south of Montgomery. But he serves for many years as second in charge at Alabama High School Athletic Association, Associate Director. And that's Coach Tony Touchdown Stalwart. And our last co-host, she's our millennial. You know, let's say she. You heard all the men's names called, but she. She's our millennial. She's our lady of the hour. And we always look forward to having her on here, even though she had made it at this point. None other than Coach Lauren G. Smith. And her Twitter account is Coach with a K _ L _ Smith. So you can check us all out, as well as Coach Tremaine. You can check his out at Tremaine Edwards, #7, and Darryl at Elliot Darryl with the #1. So I do appreciate each and every one of you all being a part of the show team. And we're going to have an outstanding show tonight. The show is Winners Never Quit, Quitters Never Win. And I just want to kind of take some things that happened all during this first part of the week. And we've been listening to the various pundits and talking heads about the various topics. And we're going to start with the topic on Magic Johnson. Discuss Magic Johnson's words, whether or not it demolished, to a sense, just destroyed or devastated the Lakers front office. And before we get to listening to that, I mean, talking about that, I want to kind of run a little bit of the clip that I was able to get in regards to Magic Johnson when he was talking about what was going on, why he was the person serving as the president of basketball operations. As soon as I find it on my board, I'm going to make sure. But I want my team to kind of share some thoughts right now on exactly what you think about Magic Johnson interview on Monday on First Take. Folks, Edwards, Darryl, you can come in and share your thoughts on that. Then I'll run the clip from what he said as well as Rob Lico.
I'll dive in right quick, Darryl. I'll be quick. I agree totally with Magic, what he said. If you're going to give him total control, he basically told them he has other venues going on, and that's just what it is. I'm going to do my job, but I have other things going on. I own other teams, and I have other stuff to do, but I need total control to do my job. Just because I'm not there doesn't mean I'm not doing my job. So when Magic said that, it made a lot of sense. Like Magic said, the Lakers are a household team. A lot of the guys that are around the program are Lakers or they are Lakers now or former Lakers, or they have ties to the Lakers. So I got to agree with Magic. I mean, I understand this is in shambles now, but I think we'll pull it together, Dr. Smith, get a person in there and make a run. I think every setback is a setup for a comeback, man. That was always a slogan my mom gave me. You know, every setback is a setup for a comeback, and I see it coming. Magic's setting it up. He's letting everybody know what's going on in the house, and it's not good. But I think the Lakers will get it together. They will take heed to what Magic Johnson is saying, and they'll make that change, Dr. Smith. That's all I got to say.
You know, I wonder, Dr. Smith, how could Magic Johnson ask for total control of operations and yet have himself so spread and thin that he's not dedicated to that organization because he owns so many other things? Well, the reality is I think it would be just like Trey. If Trey had five middle school teams and he wanted total control of all of them, how can you really micromanage and manage all these teams and have so much spread it out? Something's going to slip through the crack at some time. Well, we're talking professional sports here, millions and millions and millions of dollars, and his attitude is, I got to have total control or I can't do this. But by the way, I can't be there because I got too much other stuff going on. To me, I don't think that was a positive thing to say. I understand what you mean, Trey. I understand what you said. But I think in the scheme of things, how many operations managers you think on these professional teams have other basketball teams that they own? I don't think that's really a smart move. Back to you, Coach.
And exactly. That might have been where he may have put himself in a bad situation. But I also look at the same way that every other, for example, David Griffin just been hired with the Pelicans. David Griffin is not going to be doing all the jobs. He's going to hire him, staff under him to do the job and bring the information back. I think what's important as we look at this situation is that the agreement the owner made, and for her to make sure it went the way it's supposed to. Give him the people to work. And the bottom line, I hear a lot of people and a lot of pundits and talking heads talking about, well, you got to be there every day. You don't really have to be there. First of all, I'll use, for example, one of the most successful CEOs. I know he's around, but the point is he has these coaches, and that's Nick Saban. You know, he has all these. That operation at the University of Alabama have over 120 people working to make sure everything goes the way it's supposed to. Bring it to him, and I'm going to make the final decision. And I think that if it's an NBA team, and every other organization I believe, meaning like the Pelicans and the Grizzlies or the Celtics, they have one man at the top and everybody else is under him, working his tail off, making sure you get that information to him. Because I really think what Magic was bringing out, this is from what I'm going to play the clip and you can get your own opinion about it. He was bringing out the dysfunction of it. He really brought out that was too many people had their hands in making decisions, and they shouldn't have been in there. For example, he talked about Rob Pelinka. He said that Rob is a good guy. He can do a good job, but he's never been in that position before. Then he talks about what happened pretty much with the boys, meaning the brothers, the younger brother. He talks about how they won't have control as well. And one of them got the G League, one of them got something else. But everybody is jockeying for a position. If at the top, you have the owner. And under him, if you say you're going to have president of operation, which is back, he's going to be next. Any decision he come and make, yes, you are the owner. You can change any decision you want to change. But if I come in and say what I said all the time, to fire Luke, we're going to fire Luke Walton because you didn't give me the power, because I'm the individual that knows basketball. I was hired for my knowledge about basketball. And plus, the billion-dollar companies I run. So I'm kind of concerned. It was just so much stuff going on there, and I'm concerned myself about those people not willing to take charge of what it's for. And we go back up to Jeannie Buss. Jeannie Buss is the person that's in charge. By her being in charge, she would make the final decision. It's the Tim Harris going to come out of the operation department to come over there and get involved with whether Luke Ward would be fired or not. He had no say-so. He operated his hand over there. But he's over here making statements. And those are the kind of things that I think create a problem. And if you are in that leadership role, you're going to have to be able to run it like you want to run. And I want to run a little clip of it. And I want you to kind of listen to exactly what was done.
First of all, let me thank Jeannie Buss for the opportunity first. When we sat down and negotiated, I told her, I said, listen, I can't give up all my businesses. I make more money doing that than becoming the president of the Lakers. So you know that I'm going to be in and out. Is that okay with you? She said, yes. I said, do I have the power to make decisions? Because that was important for me.
And I want to stop right there. It's kind of low and you can't hardly hear it, but the point is, if you say I'm going to have the power to make all the decisions on the basketball side, you have to allow me to do that. You can't let anybody else be manipulated. You know, Trey and Trey Cowler, he keeps up with the Lakers. I started back this year keeping up with the Lakers because I had gotten off the NBA basketball. I wasn't watching it too much. But one of the things they was dealing with, and if you remember, Trey, is with tampering. It had so many cases of tampering. And a lot of those cases was not so much as Magic doing it. He took the responsibility. It was Rob Pelinka doing it. And he stated that the man backstabbed. You might not agree with it, but I've been in a situation, two situations, where I became a coach, a head coach, and had people that wanted the job, and they did things. They don't have to, you know, we may think this child is because the person may say something, but if they out trying to tear down what you're doing, going to players' houses, going talking to their parents, saying that you ain't the person that needs to have the job, I should have that job. And I think when we heard that, I think we got a little bit that, well, that's childish. That's not childish. That could be detrimental to that person because once you create that doubt in the mind of those players, of the parent, or whatever, that takes away everything. So I think we were not looking at it. And then to hear some of the response from some of the talking heads and pundits, he's lazy. You know what? That is so derogatory. And we got to remember that always been identified with black people, that they're lazy. They don't want to work. And when you say that, I have a problem with it because you can't be lazy and own a $1 billion industry. You can't be lazy operating those. The point was, that's their only response for it. But that's my thought on any thoughts and any other ideas that you have, Pete. Thank my team has stepped off. All right, we're going to kind of look at the next topic. We'll kind of look at exactly how would Magic Johnson's words create a problem for free agency? Will the efforts be good or will it be bad? Will it hurt the Lakers in trying to get a all-star in there to be along beside LeBron? And I'm going to say my piece on that. I personally think that the three K's are not coming. And everybody says, who are the top three K's free agents? That's Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Kyrie Irving. And we're going to have a question about that as we move down. Kyrie is possibly trying to get his leadership skill with the Boston Celtics. He wasn't successful. Some people say, well, he made and fit and worked with LeBron. But Kyrie wants to have his own team. Kevin Durant wants to have his own team to do it. So everybody's saying Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warriors is Kevin Durant. You know, even though they're winning without him right now. And then you have Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi is over at Toronto. So in essence, that's his team, to be realistic. But I don't think that is the place that he really wants to be. Some people say he wants to be at the Clippers. And we want to make sure that he gets to L.A. So he's playing 1 year because he was traded there. He's following through with his obligation. His obligation is to play for the Raptors. And the Raptors playing at a high level. They are 2-2 in the series, and they look like in the Eastern Conference Final. They look real good. They both, as I look at them, they play just alike pretty much. And the point is, they got a different brand of basketball. And I'm gonna say this: you got Golden State up here, and everybody else down there. I think they play fine down at that level. Even Milwaukee, they can play at a way that is not at that high level to me. And then the thing I want everybody to understand, I always say one thing makes a difference when you're dealing with that, when you get those players experience. You got to have some experience. And what we're talking about, free agents, we're talking about whether or not the Lakers that get a top-notch or all-star free agent. That's what we're looking for. And that's what we're talking about, whether they'll get a free agent to go along with LeBron. Now, my thought pretty much is, and I'm going to be straight up honest, if they don't get the 3K, push hard for the 4K. And the 4K is Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is a guard, combo guard, and he plays point, but he scores. He shoots three real well, and he's over on the East Coast, and it would be great. And then the other person I think they need to add to that is Draymond Green. I think Draymond has shown what level he can take this game on. He has shown how far he can go. It's a different ball player I see in this series the last year. I see a 6'8", 6'9", 6'7", whatever, coming off the glass with the ball, pushing the ball to the floor, making great decisions like a point. So this is a point forward. So one of the things that we're looking at is that those kind of players, that they can't get those top 3K. And we just want to see how they're going to turn out. Team, do you have any thoughts in regards to that?
I agree with you right there totally, Dr. Smith, with the Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker will be a great fit for the Lakers, and Draymond will be a dog horse for the Lakers. If the Lakers get Draymond, that's somebody that nobody ever expected them to get. So for him to even consider going to L.A., playing beside LeBron, that'll be amazing right there, Dr. Smith. But I'll take anybody right now. Anybody get me there.
But you say, Coach, you take anybody right now.
Anybody, Dr. Smith.
Anybody. I think LeBron will recruit somebody, no matter how dysfunctional the front office is. He's going to recruit somebody. Darryl, you was about to say something?
I just, again, you're all right. LeBron has to have his team, and last week you said LeBron would be the one to coach himself. Well, LeBron would be the one to influence who he can get on that team if the money and the dollars all pan itself out. And I think that's what it's going to take for the Lakers to have that dream team again, is to allow LeBron to build it with around people around him that he actually can play with and win with. Back to you guys.
Awesome. And there we have our high school expert, Touchdown Tony. Let me introduce Coach Tony Stallworth, and he's joining us. And we're so glad to have you, Coach Tony Stallworth. How you doing, Coach Tony?
Retired and live, but back in the seat. My brothers, I sure miss you guys, man. I've been hearing some good things. But I'm here to walk with you tonight. Let's roll. Dale, how you doing, my brother?
You know, Tony, I can say a few choice words to you, but I'm gonna say welcome back and be done with that.
You, my brother, I love you.
I'm so glad to have you.
You taught me a lot of things, my brother. That's why I love you.
Let's Touchdown Tony. He's back. And Coach Stallworth, we're talking about the situation with the Lakers getting a free agent with the word that Magic stated on Monday, would it hurt the Lakers getting a free agent to go along with LeBron?
You know, the thing about Magic Johnson, first of all, you're talking about a guy that's one of the most, I guess, outstanding CEO businessmen that he is in the world of business. As a result of one of the best athletes that will play the game. You can tarnish some things, and some things just get bent a little bit.
people will listen to some of the things that Magic say and will look at it because Magic say it, but they know Magic heart is L.A. Lakers and Hollywood and L.A. Now, let me just tell all y'all something. Don't forget this. Magic may appear to the public as being out, but Magic is still in. But Magic want to be in his way. A man of Magic magnitude can't be bridled down because he got that smile he got, that genuineness he got, and the love he has for the game has to be out there. When they start talking about him tanking and tampering, that let him know then, hey, nobody controls Magic. And to protect his image and to protect L.A., he just stepped down. All that other stuff that's going around, that happens in all business worlds. It happens in Daryl's, it happens in mine, it happens in all of us. Everybody's not going to always be on the same page, especially when you're talking about power, money, at the expense of the amount of money that those athletes make. It's going to happen. These same guys that you see talking for the media are the same guys that might be having a cocktail right now. But Lakers are going to be all right. They're going to be all right. Just take a little time. One thing about it, when you're on the top, that's why you have to have, that's why you have to enjoy your glory days. Look at Chicago. They were there. They still mid-range. Yeah. Boston tried. Yeah. They had it intact, and they kind of slipped a little bit. Hey, but look at all of those what used to be, we're talking about the top. So it's a new day now, new type of athlete. But one thing about it, nothing hurts the city of New York because that's high market. Nothing hurts L.A., that's high market. It's all about who wants to choose to go there. Because at the end of the day, all those top athletes going to have some type of business going on in them two cities. I can show you that. So that's where I am with that.
Exactly. Awesome, man. I'm telling you, Coach Tony Starwood, he's bringing the heat from the start, and we're glad to have him back because we're just talking about NBA. We're talking about the NBA, what's going on with the NBA, what's going on with the Lakers. Now, one of the other questions why, you know, I have it now, Coach Edwards, I kind of lost him, and he's going to call back in. But if you had to buy the Lakers right now, if you had to buy the Lakers right now, if you go for sale, would you spend $3 billion, $4 billion, $5 billion? What you think the Lakers will go for right now with all this, like you said, happening in the business world, but with the way it's been played out, what kind of money would you spend? $3 billion, $4 billion, or $5 billion?
I think it all deals with how you market the Lakers. $3, $5, and $6, whatever, it's all worth it. But a smart businessman that wants to start things and get things moving fast to stay in the competitive world with the other high market team will look at how and who's going to be in charge of that management. Now, some folks don't see Jeannie Buss as a great business person. They see her as a dictator or somebody that controls the flow, probably got some family issues here and there. And, you know, it's kind of something that fell in her plate. But the bottom line is it can be sold in the mid-range of 5 to 6 easily because what it will make. But the bottom line is the key to it is what comes with it and who's going to come with you. Because if you don't have any more business-minded people that understand how this thing operates, then it don't make no sense to buy something that's going to fail because it has already fallen. It just hadn't failed yet. That's my perspective.
If I have to go and buy the Lakers, before I ever draft the $4.7 billion check that I'm going to pay for them, I'm going to already have a staff in place and I already have talked to people who are going to lead my team in my mind in the direction that it's going to go. So
that's correct.
If I see dysfunction there, and I say I want to buy this team that I realize already. I've already drafted a whole schedule of what I need to get done in order to clear this dysfunction out of there and create a whole different environment off the top. After all, $4.7 billion is not chump change, not even to a billionaire. So it has to be a strategy in place, and it has to be a system already in place and some tests already ran as to how this thing is going to be able to operate. Back to you, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, I agree
with Daryl. I do agree 100%. Because even what I do, my small entrepreneur business world with my lawn service, hell, I will invest in a top-rated machineries if I got top-rated people going to operate them. And I feel like Daryl feels the same way in the business he's in. If those people that are not going to help promote what he's invested in, then that's loss going in. So I agree with that. And I'm just using the small, should I say, attainable issues so our listeners can understand we're not billionaires, but even in our world, hey, you don't invest in unless you have that support arm going in. If not, you, the old saying is, if you don't plan, then you're planning to fail.
The plan is to succeed, you're planning to fail. Correct. And that's what it's all about. We just got to keep that. That's just the way of life, even with our family, with our job, whatever responsible. We have to plan from day to day. You know, and a lot of people have great ideas, business plans, have all these things. But if you don't plan to succeed, it's a quit, and you're going to fail. Just like our topic, the winner never quit. See, if you're planning to succeed, you will never quit. And quitters never win. If you have a bad plan and don't put effort to develop it like it's supposed to, you will not win at this game. So the thing about it, that's what this topic is all about. So we're talking about the Lakers and the type of money we spent if it was up for sale. We're going to move forward and talk about the possibility of Kyrie Irving considering playing again with LeBron and the Lakers. 18, tell me what you think about that.
You know, the more I look at that situation, the more I think about the world in which those athletes live in. I remember the days when Kyrie was held responsible for the emergence of Cleveland Cavaliers, and he only got so far. I remember the uniting of him and LeBron and how humble he was along the way. Remember now, this Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew can be an actor. But in the world we live in, sometimes it takes acting because business has to have directors, has to have promoters, and it has to have characters. And I'm also reminded of the phone call that he made back. Remember now, that team emerged tremendously when he was hurt last year. He came back, and they were mid-range. They failed. The continuity just couldn't click back in because of his status. But then I began to see the type of character he was when he called LeBron, and he stated this, I quote, not maybe in the word for word, is that, now I see, big bro, what you was trying to do when I was with you, and it worked. And I'm trying to do this here, and I'm failing. So, you know, God got a way sometimes of keeping good people together one with the other, and sometimes it's just like leaving mama, leaving a brother. Sometimes we are better when we separate it, and then somewhere down the road, when we all get what we've got in that type of separation and come back, we begin to appreciate what we had before we left. And I can see a union between those two now. They're business people now. He in the business world now. Uncle Drew made millions, billions, or whatever. I saw that when I was out in Vegas. And his growth and maturity now has emerged. He didn't win a championship before LeBron. Now, think about that. He shot the winning shot during that game and an all-star ever since. How can you not say what LeBron brought to him didn't make his world a lot better? So that's an easy union. And sometimes it don't take long for me and Daryl to say, let's put our feelings aside and let's put some things together to make things better. That's an easy call. And I think whatever decision going to be made between those two will prosper regardless. But if they come together, it will prosper tremendously. I think it's a good union to look at. I just think it's going to happen. I hope it happens. It needs to happen. Because they earned that relationship the hard way. And to come back now and come together and do those things and have fun doing it, get in L.A. and in that business world. Because let me tell you something, these athletes make a whole lot more money than they're being paid. Don't let nobody fool you now. Ain't nobody issue no checkout to you like that unless they're making three times more. That's my perspective.
Exactly. And we have to understand that in any kind of relationship, you know, you have to be able to, you know, realize that to be healthy, you have to be able to communicate. And I think one of the major things that LeBron and Kyrie encountered was that the camps was telling each of them how you can do it without each other. You can play this game without the other person. And the bottom line is, it's hard to play this game. They are perfect fit for each other. They really are. You know, they all set each other, they feed off each other. Get an opportunity to have a business, you know, like LeBron is in L.A. to build his empire. Kyrie is trying to build his empire. Yes, Kyrie want to have a team to say he took a team to a championship. But I see a problem with that. And even with the situation, we got to understand young men like the players that are with the Celtics, the players with the Lakers, because those were the two teams that historic franchise that had a lot of problems with their younger players. We got to understand these young people are totally different. Their mindset is nothing like even LeBron being 36 years old, the mindset LeBron had. Even Kyrie did in his late 20s. The mindset is different with a 19, 20, and a 21-year-old. And that's what they encounter. Just because you come in and say you can do it, even show them, they still want to be in the position you are in. And that's one of the things that happened at Boston. If you remember, Terry Rozier came on First Take as well as Get Up, and all he talked about is that the team was great last year, how much playing time. He's been told that he's one of the best, he's the best point guard in the NBA. He's been told by his camp, because everybody have a camp. You have to remember now,
that's right.
Everybody
that's right.
have a camp.
It's, and it's, those it's called a secular business world.
Yeah,
secular business world. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know, so you know, my brothers. You know what we have to look at here is, and I hope our listeners listen to this very well too. It's only a game.
Exactly.
Basketball is a game. It's a sport. But somewhere down the line, you mature. They mature much quicker because they get rich right there much quicker. And once that happens, now they're gonna turn to the business world. It ain't all about championships no more, gentlemen. Don't let it fool you. Somewhere down the line with these short careers and these major injuries, look at all the injuries right now. Kawhi Leonard right now, he's beat down. They play so many games. We know about Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Booker Cousins,
yeah.
And I hit the floor again.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
short-lived. One thing I tell people about basketball, I'm a basketball guy, is this. They play at the expense and the mercy of their bodies because they are no pads. They get bumped, bruised, hit, kicked everywhere, every night, three times a week, and eventually it catches up with them. That's why when they sustain those injuries, it becomes sometimes catastrophic. So now we're looking at two guys now that have already been successful, and Dr. Smith, you said it with a mouthful. They're looking at the business world now. Their agents are talking. Hey, look, bro. It's a short-term cycle right now. Hey, we need to go on and look. Make this work. Work for us going down. We have to do it at 62. They can do it at 32.
Exactly. 32 is way beyond the time. And that's what it's all about. So putting them together, you know, it fits. It sort of fits right now. And even though the camp saying that out of Kyrie camp said no way in the world Kyrie will go and be back with LeBron, he don't want to be in the shadow anymore. I just think that when you get to a point where you have made as much money, let's talk about Zion Williams, how much money he's going to make, whether he's signed with the Pelicans or signed with New York, no matter. Because the shoe deal that he's going to get is going to be worth $130 million just putting on them shoes. That's not
you know
what
that
about his.
But Dr. Smith,
nothing
you know what?
Go
you
ahead
know
on.
That, the two of us, me and you talked about this before. But I hope our listeners are hearing this too. When Zion went down, he could have really put a very catastrophic type situation on Nike. Because
exactly.
That injury was in that shoe. But if you notice, that thing played low-key. Because now you're looking at a business thing where, look, let us fix this, let us move forward, you get your deal. Because no other deal is has been as high as his deal. And he's getting paid, I think, protectively to not, what, expose that company, which makes sense. So, hey, ain't nothing perfect. But why not getting paid? Why not get paid to protect your best interest and theirs too? It's a business decision. Jeff, I said all that to go back to what you said. It's the same thing with LeBron now and Kyrie. They both have grown up. LeBron grew up before he got to Kyrie. Kyrie grew up after he left LeBron. They can come back now and make a great team. Hey, I look at them, and I hope somebody will be able to tell me I was right. There'll be some of the best business and movie producers out in L.A. or in our world to be. And that's what we need, because the game ain't going to last long. Our bodies ain't going to last long. But our minds got to get strong and be an inhabitant from it, because that's the world we live in. We're born to be musicians and sports greats, and but we have to understand that we have to create some intelligence in that, and try to make things greater for ourselves and our Afro American community as well and our families, at the expense of what people have made off of us. And I say it again. If they give us $2 million, they made $6 million. So you better believe you made money for them, or they're not gonna pay you. So that's my take on that.
And you know, guys, I'll be the first to tell you. I get off real quick so you can get your call in number. But I get you first to tell you, Doc. Tony is so right, and the reality is, I've told many people who, and a lot of these young cats who want to go to the NBA, I tell them you gotta look at things the way it is back then, back in the '90s. Versus the way it is now. I said, you look back and I said, there's the cats that are hot in basketball now, they are rich. They are rich. But the people that own the team are wealthy. But now, you look at the people now, you got these players that are becoming wealthy and now are able to buy teams if the politics will allow it to happen. So, yes, it has become a major business. And Tony is also right. And it's back to you, Dr. Smith. Thank you.
All right. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. If you want to be a part of this, just press 1. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to let us know who you are, your location, and offer your comments and questions. Again, you got to understand, it is a business world. Yes, they play basketball, but it is a business world for them. Any little thing happens, they're going to make money off it. So, you know, that's what we're looking at. I guess that's why when you ask young people now, all they see is the dollar bills that those people are making, the millions of dollars they're making. You're talking about basketball, football, baseball players. Now, the first thing you ask young people now, what do you want to be? I want to be a football player, professional football player. I want to be a professional basketball player. You know, I want to be a major league baseball player, because they know the money you can have by the age of 32 compared to if you're in our field. Most of you that are listening and that work every day to make a living, you get to 62. You have to get to a certain age to see won't even see that type of money, but they are being made at 32. So that's what we're talking about. We were talking about Kyrie joining LeBron. We said it's a goal, it's a good thing, so we'll look forward to seeing that. All right, we're going to move to another
Dr.
topic.
Smith,
right.
Dr. Smith, yes. Dr. Smith, can I interject something? Yeah, I'm back now, so let me roll while I'm rolling, because
okay.
I might disappear something
while
I do. I'm back. Daryl said something else, and I like to feed off him, and we got a long-time relationship when it comes to radio business. He said something about the 90s, and Daryl, that's a very good point. You always make good points, so you're a great listener, and your feedback is tremendous, and I feed off of that. But let me just say this. Do you remember in the 90s when Michael Jordan sacrificed his contract up until the last 2 years before he retired, and he instituted $30 million a year those 2 years? Well, what Mike did is not what athletes, as Daryl said, now are doing now. Because they're billionaires before billionaires.
Yeah.
And what they're doing now is they're putting a whole lot of pressure on trade value. They put a lot of pressure on restricted and unrestricted free agency marketing.
Yes.
They are getting better financial advisors that are allowing them to make those type of decisions to take the rent right now. Did you hear what that his financial advisor said today? This man ain't got time to talk about or feel about what he's going to do later on. He's focusing on what he's getting paid to do now. Hey, he's talking about a championship. That's relatively probably 90% true. But even a 10% untruth is worth billions because it's according to where he's going. So that's right. I mean, the Niners, as a result, we're talking about 219. And we're talking about another whole brand, notice the word brand, of athletes that have better financial advisors and agents that know that if they don't make the right decision for them, some of these guys are intelligent enough to make decisions for themselves or be involved in it. Take Chris Paul. Chris Paul knows he's headed out, but guess what? He's smart enough to know that an alpha commercial and staying on TV, like the rest of these brothers have done, I might be out one way, but I'm in the other because I got to get the most out of what they've gotten out of me, brand. So it's a new day. It's a new day. And, hey, we got to get on board and understand that even – and that's a great topic, Dr. Slim, that topic that you got with Kyrie and LeBron. It takes this whole hour to talk about because it's an educational thing behind it as well. Not one that most of us are going to be ever involved in, but maybe some listeners out there that can educate somebody that may be heading that world. Hey, just think, we got a guy right now that came from Alabama State University that went first round, so it ain't where you – it's not where you go now. It's what the hell you do where you are that constitutes who you're going to be where you go. So it's a whole new world now, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Hey, and we have to be ready for it. Thank you for allowing me to intervene, Dr. Smith. Thank you so very much.
I do appreciate you sharing that with us, and that's what we have to get individuals to understand. We got to plan to succeed. If you don't, you will not be successful. Now, the next topic, as I was moving forward in regards to Draymond Green. And Tony, I want you, as well as Daryl, to kind of share some thoughts on this about Draymond's performance. Is his performance bad for KD? Because when he's on the floor, when KD's on the floor, a lot of those players like Draymond disappear. They're relegated to the position of low post. But in this situation, when KD is not there, he's taking the ball off the rim. He's become a point forward. He's pushing the ball on the floor. He's making great decisions, or he's taking the ball to the basket. We only see that out of individuals who's agile, maybe 6'8", but might not weigh but about 215 pounds. You talk about a 270 pound man going up the floor full force, making great decisions. So his performance is bad for KD. Talking about Kevin Durant. Let me get your thoughts on that.
All right, I'm going to jump in on this, and I love this topic. I love this so remarkably. Let me back up. Let's back up, gentlemen. You remember when there was a little bit of an animosity between Draymond Green when he made a statement that, hey, you know, we don't need you. We were winning before you got here. All right, when that happened, you also remember Steve Kerr start being a little bit more forceful about how he was handling Draymond. And then First Take and all of those yappity-yappity folks, which that's how they get paid, so I understand, start putting mess in the game saying, you know what, let's take this and run with this a little bit. Draymond up for contract extension, Durant free agent, unrestricted. Okay, so do Golden State keep Draymond, or do they control Draymond now and go with Durant? Now, let's look what happened. All of a sudden, the whole outlook of Draymond changed. No more messing with officials. No more extended technical fouls.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now, bam. Durant go down. You know what he's saying to himself now? Damn, I was almost out of here by running my mouth too, but now it's time for me to produce.
Exactly.
So all I'm saying is this. All I'm saying is this in a joking manner. what he's doing is one man lost right now is another man's gain. If he gonna ever gain back what he contributed to that franchise, which got faded out, now's the time. So let's go back. Kudos to Golden State Warriors organization, because they allowed Draymond for a long time to be whatever he wanted to be, because all that was what? More TV revenue, more recognition for the team, as long as they were what? Winning. But they do. Let me back up. You who made the phone call when they lost to Cleveland? Draymond called in the parking lot the same night. Who did he call?
Yep.
He called Durant. He said, brother, we need you. It's a business. See, I listen to all that. I see all that. I understand the world of business when it comes to a game, because a game will only last for so long. But when you start adding something to it, it can last a little bit longer. So it's all about right now. Those guys may seem as if they may have a little bit of falling out here and there, but they all know that one thing. It's just like I heard somebody say today about Brown and Ben at Pittsburgh Steelers. All the money they got in their individual bank account is a tribute to what each other made for each other. So at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it's all about business. And that thing ain't going to work itself out one way or the other. And then Golden State organization got so smart, they made another big-time move. When it got who? Boogie Cousins. And both of them could show up, and they hoping that Toronto and Milwaukee go seven games. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
If they go seven games and got to come back and play two nights after for a polished up third edition of Golden State Warriors with Boogie and or Durant or either one of them. Oh my God!
Yeah.
I'm tired now, gentlemen. Y'all talk. I get out of control sometimes. I'm glad y'all missed me though.
We miss you. You make the show go so fast. We do appreciate it. You know, and you can be a part of it as well. You can give a call in, and the call in number is 347-857-4192. Got some comments or questions? Press 1. Now identify the last 4 digits of the cell, and then I'll ask you this our telephone number, and I choose to identify who you are, your location, as well as what's your comment question. All right, now we're down to probably about 3 minutes, Star Wars. So I don't want to push it too far, because we're using Facebook tonight as well as Blog Talk Radio. And I always try to give a shout out to those people that take time on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook and share this hour with us. But any other thoughts you have, as well as Daryl, Coach Edwards had to leave, and then I'll close it out by making sure I give a shout out to those individuals and then let everybody know what's coming as well as some advertisements.
I want to say this. Again, kudos to you, Dr. Smith, for emerging this production into more of an outreach and allowing it to be the way it is and the sacrifices you're making.
Thank
I want to be
you,
apologetic sometimes for not being always a part of your show, but I want you to understand is we really admire and respect what you have done and what you do. And I can say this, if any given time, and I want to say this to well, and my camaraderie, that I'm not here, it's not because I'm not here in respectability about what's trying to be communicated out in our world. We have a lot of black kids, and Daryl said it with the utmost, that have dreams of being in that world that they see all the time. And those dreams are not going to always be fulfilled. And I hope that this production can educate both sides, not only that child, but that parent as well, to understand that the more you learn about what's going on, can help you decide where you fit. Because everybody got a lane that they need to get in. And my pastor tell me sometimes you got to stay in your lane. But if you step out, remember one thing. Try to make it fit. And I want to say this, that in and when I'm not here, I'm still here. And when I come back, I'm coming back in full force because I have a lot of things going on myself in consulting business and contractual business that sometimes, and my church that allows me not to be here. But it has nothing to do with me not respecting, promoting, and being a part of what's being here. Again, kudos to this production and all the listeners as well as those that have tried and continuously will try to promote the direction where it's going in. I know that it would get better because you got good people that's doing it. And nothing good comes easy. Anything worth having is worth working hard for. Again, thank you so very much, and I'm out.
Awesome, awesome.
All right.
Go ahead, Adair.
Y'all have a good night. I'll see you next Wednesday.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Darryl. You get the point. I know you got to go do what you have to do. And, you know, I understand Darryl has several jobs he's doing. He's producing for two or three radio stations. And he's working with us as well, and we appreciate him volunteering his time. As I say all the time, I try to give a shout-out to those individuals who took time to just be on the Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook. This is something we're doing differently. Just used to do at 8 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio. Now we add Facebook to it, and we have several individuals that are here checking us out, and I want to give them a shout-out. I think I hit the wrong button there. Let me work this button out. Okay, first of all, we have Marilyn McCall. I appreciate you joining us. Marilyn was down there with me, Lyons County. I coached her daughter in basketball, Derek McCall. LaShawn Long, I appreciate you. Dana Bizer, she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Maria Encarnacho, Tracy Herb Kendrick, and Tracy sent something, tagged in. The MCEA will be hosting an end of the year fellowship tomorrow at the Village Place, located on 104 South 4th Street, Montgomery, Alabama, at 5:30 to 7:30. They have plenty of food, and they have fellowship and prizes. So you can check them out tomorrow at the Village Place. Tanita Aronson Mitchell and a childhood mate grew up. That's Robert London. Appreciate you, Robert. Jennifer Edwards, my biological sister, I thank you, and the mother of Coach Tremaine Edwards. Devon Covington out of Miami Gardens down in South Florida, and we're working on his own line shopping network, and we're working, and she's doing some outstanding things with that. Moni Love, Michelle, Shonda Williams, how you doing, fam? How you doing, family? You doing well? Our co-host, Lauren Smith, she had to watch tonight. She wasn't able to get on. We appreciate it. One of our co-hosts, Ian Johnson, Alicia Ruffin, we appreciate you. Sherrod Hamilton, Sandrika Edwards, she's the wife of Coach Tremaine Edwards. We appreciate her support. Preacher Man, preaching in for him, and that's one of my former ball players from McKenzie, Pastor Reverend, and I'm going to say Reverend Michael Clemens. He's down in Evergreen. Latoria.
My man.
Legend Dickens, we appreciate it. Olivia Smith, a co-host on our Monday as well as our Tuesday show, as Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Denise Stepney, out of California, and she have a ministry doing a real good job with it. Thank you. Miles Brown, another one of my ball players from McKenzie. He played football and basketball for me. Now he's the principal of McKenzie. Those are individuals
great
that joined. We appreciate each and every one of you. We want y'all to make sure you understand where we're going. Our next show will be on Tuesday night, which is the Dr. Lowe Show at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be talking about real relationship issues. Also, in the month of July, we have two new shows. We have that will be coming. It's upcoming in July. We have the Minister Shannon Show. It's a power hour focused on changing your life, and it'll be starting in July. It'll be twice a month, 30 minutes, and the Rachel K. Williams Show, a financial literacy show, and it'll be starting as well in July. So we got a lot of things going on. I do appreciate each and every one of you are joining us. Our board is filled with individuals, but I can only speak numbers, and I appreciate you joining us, and it's been good. And as I tell everybody as we get to the closing of the hour, I always tell everybody, Coach Stallworthy, you didn't give them your famous saying, and I want you to make sure
here
you get your
here, famous. Here, I'm sorry, Dr. Smith, here it is. Have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day make you.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Coach. And I always come with it and say, our hashtag, and my hashtag is keep on grinding. You have to keep on,
that's
don't
right.
give up. And that's what the show is doing. The Spillway Production is grinding and grinding and grinding to the point we added two new countries to our listening audience. I let the team know there's one, that was Spain, but now we have Sweden. We have listeners in Sweden that give us 13 countries where people are listening to this show. And also communicate for understanding. That's what we're doing. We're using this vessel to communicate. We're using this network. We're using Facebook. We're using Blog Talk Radio to do that. So I do appreciate having this opportunity. And last but not least, as we shut it down, my brother, you know what? Again, I'm so excited to be able to just be a part of this on Wednesday. You know, that thing I said, before we let you go, we got to be able to make sure we have everything in order. And we said, you know, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. That closes the night. Have an awesome.
You know I think